After a lapse of 5 years, the Soviet Union resumes jamming the Voice of America broadcasts, and pirate station Radio Free London begins transmitting. It's August of 68.
Dream big. There are over 6,000 reasons to love Artie's Time Warp. And here's another one.
We're climbing aboard the magic bus to take a journey with the Who.
Every day.
Extended album versions, so you can listen longer. Artie's Time Warp.
It's an 8-minute symphonic masterpiece from the Moody Blues, from their album Days of Future Past. The band is backed up throughout this track by the London Festival Orchestra.
Tuesday afternoon. I'm just beginning to see.
up to find out why. Those gentle voices I hear explain it all with a sigh.
More new LPs in August of 68 from Diana Ross and the Supremes, Marvin Gaye and the Byrds, along with Frank Sinatra and James Brown. And now a visit from the Amboy Dukes featuring lead guitarist Ted Nugent. Hold on tightly. They're taking us on a journey to the center of the mind.
Artie's Time Warp means variety.
You need some hard driving rock and roll in August of 68? We have that. Looking for something in a mellower vein? We can do that too with Herb Alpert.
You see this guy? This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make you mine, tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking. Just die.
Final look at sports in August of 68 as the Yanks and Tigers play to a 3-3 tie in 19 innings due to a 1 a.m. curfew. The Montreal Expos become a member of the National League, and Arthur Ashe becomes the first black player to win the U.S. Singles Championship. In a month full of musical colors, perhaps it's fitting to wrap up with some Deep Purple. We'll be right back. A musical quote concludes the show, as always. When she started to play, Steinway came down personally and rubbed his name off the piano. A quip from Bob Hope. Hey, keep in mind that you can enjoy any of our past editions when you log on to artiestimewarp.com. They're all right there in the treasure chest. And now I am eager to acknowledge the fabulous voices that you hear throughout the show. They belong to Deb Reese, Harry Schuster, and Bruce Martin. Our writer-producer is Jim Ayers. And I'm your Pied Piper of Pop, Artemis Good. Thank you for being a part of August 1968. Until we assemble once again on this same frequency, I know you are going to do me proud as you stay warped.